we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you were listening to a Ghanaian rapper, Rhymely Brown. If you want to call in, number's 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Before we went to break, we were listening to Tales of the Turd Wrangler and Scatman.
Yes.
Brought to you by Pip Helix and Malox.
Are you kidding? Kevin Smith is going to be calling me about that.
What's his kryptonite? Prune juice. That's what his
stops him in his tracks.
It certainly does. He's going to need a newspaper. I hope there's literature. Scatman needs to drop a deuce in the phone booth. He's been hit with prune juice.
Bad, Scatman. Bad.
Yeah, so now we're going to change topics.
Oh.
But, yeah. All right. So this man, lives in Washington State. Washington State just legalized pot.
You can, dude.
Right. You can...
right on.
Yeah, man. Anyway, can we move on? Or?
No.
Or there'll be more interjections?
No.
There's going to be another interjection. I don't trust you.
Now it's you. Now it's you stopping
yourself.
I
was scolding.
Stop everything for the scolding.
Ladies and gentlemen of the show, I need to stop. Sometimes the staff needs to be disciplined.
I will now drop a deuce, and you will clean it up as punishment.
He rolls up the newspaper that he dropped the deuce on and whacks our noses with it.
Absolutely.
Right on the snout.
On the phone, on the text, and an email during the show. I got to shake my finger. Things stop to at home.
So man's he's very excited because they're opening up these places to buy legalized pot.
Yeah.
So he takes off work. He arranges so he's number two in line.
Did you say number two?
Yeah, I did. He brings a TV news crew with him, because when one buys weed, you want evidence. It's legal now. So he goes to buy the weed. The film crew, the news crew is behind him, buys his weed, very, very excited, shows himself lighting it up legally, because you can do this now in Washington State, very, very excited. His employers saw this on the news. They immediately, the next day he came to work, he made him do a drug test. He failed. This security guard is not securing anything any longer. he was fired for legally purchasing and smoking weed. Kind of an interesting story here. Kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week. I mean, he's off hours. He's not doing it on the job.
Well, hold on. He took the day off or he called in sick?
Well, he had days. He could do whatever the hell he wants.
Not necessarily.
Well, if
he took the day off. I don't know. I don't know the Lee Wrangling
behind. I understand that, but here's the deal. If he took the day off, that's fine, because there's so many dynamics to this story. We need to delve into this.
We do.
This is gonna take every brain cell we still have left from all that weed we've been smoking.
Essentially, if he called in sick.
Hold on, we're going to need Cheetos for this story.
If he called in sick and he's on TV buying weed, that's a problem.
I think he took a personal day.
If it was a personal day, all right. Now, but, you know.
So here's the question. I mean, they have obviously a no-tolerance drug policy.
Right.
It is now legal in the state where the job is. He's not coming to work impaired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, should he be fired for doing something off hours?
It depends how they're defining the drug law. If it's a substance like marijuana.
It's with marijuana.
I know marijuana, but if they're defining...
I bet you do.
but if the company rules say traces of marijuana are in the system, regardless maybe if it was illegal or still at this time in the company's position...
Well,
legal.
I'm assuming they haven't rewritten it since it just became legal the other day.
Right.
These are from beforehand when marijuana was an illegal substance in that state.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which you could understand, go, okay, well, we don't want our workers taking illegal substances.
Right.
The substance is now legal. He's doing this on his free time. They were not accusing him of being impaired. It was just in his system. Even a recreational pot smoker who only smokes occasionally, a joint occasionally, marijuana can stay in your system for up to 10 days. If
right.
you smoke more often, it takes even longer to get out of your system. I don't think this was just a recreational one. When you arrange your schedule
like around, it's concert tickets and bring a film crew, I don't think you're a recreational smoker.
Yeah, no. This guy's an enthusiast.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll say.
But I mean, see, they're going to have to work on this now because it's not really impairing his job. Now, here's the interesting thing, though. He is a security guard, so theoretically he's in charge of protecting people.
Right.
Does that have something to do with it? Is it different for a security guard than, say, a widget worker, you know, a widget factory worker?
Not necessarily. I'm sorry. The thing is that I don't have his HR booklet, but where he works, they get drug tested, and there is a company policy that you're not allowed to have the certain drugs in your system to work there doing security. I mean, if he was a widget worker, maybe they'd have the same policy.
But it's, I was but just going to say
get
that.
Your hand all jammed
right,
up in the machinery.
Right, because a widget worker, you want the same thing. And maybe
fine, a dog walker. I don't care.
Well,
even
you know
a
what?
Dog walker.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Walking my dogs out in front of traffic.
Everybody has a lot of responsibility.
It's yes.
It's just the way things
fine,
are.
Fine, Joe,
it's
a phone operator. A toll booth worker. A cop. Something you like. What do you want?
Something you
it
like.
It's how the drug would affect your performance. Looking
they're
at
they're not saying it impaired him. They said the THC, which is the thing that the chemical that's in your system,
right,
was in his system. They're not saying he showed up to work all messed up. They're not saying he wasn't performing his duties properly.
No.
They say, hey, we saw you on TV. We're going to test you. You're
but
gone.
But they might be saying, but he does have the THC in his system while he's performing his job duties.
Yes.
Now, I'm thinking for the big old bad corporate
listen, nobody's,
thing.
Nobody's stoned for 10 days off a joint.
No, but that's not the point. The policy is you're not allowed to have the drugs in your system, period.
Well, do they have to change the policy? Because when the policy was made, drugs were illegal. Marijuana's legal now.
But they don't have to change the policy.
Maybe they should.
Maybe they should, but the thing is that
it's not an illegal substance. If it's cocaine, well, you tested for coke.
Whenever you change something this big, there are going to be repercussions that nobody foresaw, or there are going to be things where it has to shake out. And, I mean, if you look at it this way, there are now in New York and New Jersey, the legal drinking age is 21. There are people that are allowed to work in those establishments under those ages. They're not allowed to drink in the establishment, but they're allowed to work
well,
there as
this?
Wait staff or busboys or what have you.
What happens if the owner of your company is against alcohol consumption, like a lot of Muslims are? You can have a Muslim business owner, like in like Muslim countries,
mm-hmm.
You can't drink alcohol. So when I was overseas, it was dry. And
right.
Everything. But, you know, they come here. Muslims come here.
Right.
Or they live here. They all own a company.
Mm-hmm.
And you get tested and they don't want you drinking anymore, even though you're not drunk at work. It's a legal substance. It's the same thing. Should they be able to fire you?
Yeah, if that's their if that's the because when you get a job, you sit there for about 40 minutes signing stuff. One of it is the company handbook. You have read and reviewed the rules, and you agree to the rules of the company, and you sign that. Now, if you are reading that there is no alcohol to be permitted to be consumed,
right.
And you
you want the business to be able to control what you do off hours,
If the business could do whatever it wants.
Should the business be able to do that?
If you're running a business and these are the rules you want to establish, nobody's putting a gun to your head to sign this.
So then you have no problem for what SiriusXM did to Kumia, because he did it off hours, and I'm sure they have behavior clauses in their contract. Because last week you were arguing he did it off hours, he's not on the clock, why is this having an effect? Now you're arguing the opposite thing.
What I'm saying is that somebody's free speech right, okay?
No, it's the businesses. It's the same thing. Your freedom. Your freedoms are being.
Well, you didn't let him finish his thought, though. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's see if he turns this around, because he's not going down a good path.
No, there's two different things than a freedom of speech right, and then doing drugs, okay, or a drug thing, okay. There was no thing impeding him on tweeting. It didn't infringe anything on what. There was no thing that he. There was no rule that he couldn't tweet. Or say what he
no, but they might. Tweets. They might be. They might. I don't know his contract, but it's very possible that they have clauses where you can't do things that would reflect negatively on the company.
But we're talking hypothetically. We're talking about a hypothetical
but
situation.
Every entertainer, when you were athletes, have it. There's something.
You're sure. You're sure. I'm sure. I think. I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's a high. You're pretty sure.
Yeah.
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
But that's not the issue.
Yes,
that's
it is.
The issue.
Beyond
You argued last week a company shouldn't be able to dictate what you do off hours.
But we're saying. But what you're telling me is a thing that's signed, we're saying, well, then Anthony shouldn't have done, not even knowing if there was a policy that he signed off on.
They've even admitted they don't even read their contract.
Yeah.
They said that on
it's
the
a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a. I'm sorry, sweetie. There was a thing where he couldn't do compound shows. He didn't do them. He reads a contract.
So that finally came out. That's why there was no compound shows.
Pretty much, where I guess they told him that. But we're talking about a situation where if you're signing something. And we're a general question that we in this topic. If you're signing, the same with this guy. I mean, I don't know what he signed. I don't know.
So you're okay with companies controlling what you do off the clock?
If you get a company handbook, it is spelled out to you what the company is requiring for you. Listen to me, on the clock or off the clock. You then read it.
But it shouldn't even be allowed. It shouldn't. If it doesn't affect your job.
Then you don't take the job.
But, right. but if we let all the companies do that, then what, we're going to just have Mormons working there? You could put whatever you want.
No, that's a little bit overreaching.
No, you could put whatever. By Joe's theory,
yes.
A company could put whatever. They could put theoretically
mm-hmm.
that
right.
you can't have sex.
Right.
We want all celibate single workers. If you are single, because our religious beliefs or whatever it is, if you are single and not married, you cannot have sex.
Right. Now, here's the deal. Now, you said, well, I guess we'll all be Mormons. But you know what? If enough people read things, you know, people are going to read things. And if you get too ludicrous, I mean, we're talking about getting a little ludicrous here.
This is ludicrous.
People, I understand it, but people won't take the job. And then they're going to try to find, you know, it's going to be hard to find help if people don't want to sign.
But what we're really talking about is a company putting their interests over personal rights and laws. That's what we're talking about here. I understand if
right.
I understand if he's high and it impedes his job.
Right.
But wait, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Let me jump in here for a second. Yeah, but you're not allowed to be drunk on the job either. Alcohol is perfectly legal.
Right, because that impedes your job. I said if he came to work high,
right.
then this is a non-issue.
But we don't know what level his system.
But it was never like they never said he was high.
Right.
They never said he couldn't carry out his duties. They tested him. It was in his system.
Right. Now, the thing is, I agree with you. I don't like the companies try to infringe on what you do on your personal time. However, it's been happening forever. And you know, like you said, when you sit down and you get the HR booklet and you're signing your life away, you know, I agreed to follow these. I don't have to. I don't have to take this job. I can go elsewhere.
But that's what I'm saying. Are we getting to the point now where we need the Supreme Court to step in? Because he could sue. He doesn't. Now, this particular guy is not very upset that he lost his job.
Right,
he's thrilled.
That is his right. And that is the avenue that you would have to take. You would have to sue the company at that point.
I think that's the bigger issue. Now, you're going to see more of this.
Well, oh, sure.
Here's the thing. Excuse me.
Too much weed?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Getting the law involved. Now, before, if this was in something that you signed, if you're saying, well, we should get the Supreme Court involved in job policies that you have to sign off with, well, that's the thing. But this is a very interesting case because
we're more interested than the guy who got fired is, by the way. he's like on Craigslist, he put, hey, I was like number two in line.
Right.
He's like, I'm the guy. Seriously,
the guy's an asshole. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's a typical pothead.
When 75% of your wardrobe is tie-dye, you're an asshole.
Yeah, you know, but looking...
Man.
But just as an interest in how to sit, that's probably him now. Hey, man,
hey,
got
dude.
Papers. But the thing is, if it does go to court,
mm-hmm.
it is interesting how they are going to, if it is in the company policy, hypothetically, that was signed off, how do you define this? What do you define? Is it a legal substance now?
Yes.
Did you deem it an illegal substance in the company policy?
Well, right. you find out when the policy was written,
mm-hmm.
which was before it was legalized.
Of course.
And he smoked. I'm sure he was smoking beforehand, but all the other drug tests beforehand, he never failed.
He was playing Russian roulette or getting somebody else's.
Well, no, he never
something.
Failed him. You got to assume this wasn't the first time he smoked weed.
Right.
He never failed it.
Yeah.
It's legal now. He thinks he's in the clear. He's proud. He's glad that it's legal. He smokes. He did not break a law. And his behavior was never an issue before.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to break a law to get fired from your company.
Right, but what I'm saying is they're firing because of this.
Yes, but they're firing him not because he broke a law. They're firing him because he broke the constraints of his employment agreement.
Well, but that's the problem. That's the issue here. How much constraints should these companies be allowed to have on us?
Well,
can they tell you how to vote?
No, they can't.
Well, they could.
But you want to know something? But here's the thing.
If you
this.
Drink Diet Sierra Mist, you're not our type of people.
But it, they shouldn't tell you to vote. But a lot of places that are unionized, the kind of strong arm
they
you
do.
To vote a certain way.
They certainly
mm-hmm.
do.
Yes.
And it's like, well, I'll complain, really, against the union?
Yeah.
So, and that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Should these – should a business – I've put a union aside because it's a little different.
Yeah.
But should a business – I don't think a business should be able to tell you how you live your life off hours if it does not affect your job performance.
Look at teachers.
I'd rather not.
Look at how many teachers get in trouble for things that they do off hours.
Well, diddling a kid is illegal.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that.
You're talking about the risque pictures?
Yeah.
And every time we've come down on the side that's ridiculous for them to get fired for that.
It is ridiculous for them to get fired for that. However, they sign a morals clause, and that's what the schools bring up every time.
But that's not a private company. That's the state. It's a little different.
It is a little different.
I don't agree with it. But it is different.
I don't agree that they
should
be able to
do
that.
You don't agree with a morals clause, you don't agree with a state. Because there's two things, you know. I mean, if there's...
I really don't agree with either one as long as... I'm consistent all the way throughout. What you do off the clock, as long as it does not affect what you do on the clock, is nobody's business.
You're 100% correct on that.
Yes.
Well...
I'm going to employ that on a pillow.
In theory. Now,
yes.
Now, let's look at the thing. They're not. Then you have to look at company policy that you would agree to.
Yes.
If you cross that line, they do have a point. Things like a company deciding conduct off hours that has nothing to do with anything you sign or a bylaw or anything like, and they're deciding that, that's wrong. That's something that they don't have a handle on. If they did not spell it out to you and did not indicate it in anything you signed or indicated it to you as you took the job.
So basically a loophole is the only way out? If they have a very thorough handbook, it's okay?
If they have a very thorough handbook and read it.
I mean, it's crazy. Where you work, it has nothing to do, what you do off hours has nothing to do with your job performance.
Right.
So I'm going to leave you out of it. You're in a different work situation.
Yes.
What happens if they say, we don't want you doing the radio? Or for whatever, even if you're doing a sports show, which wouldn't be offensive, has nothing to do with your job performance. You're still kicking butt on your job.
They find part of your routine as a comedian offensive, and they don't want you doing it anymore.
I would have a very big exception with that if it wasn't directed at the company.
Right.
If it wasn't directed at the company, there would be a problem.
It's now, the same thing. But if they spell, by your logic, by your extent, if they spell it out in your handbook... You know, there'll be no performing arts. None of our workers will be a performing artist. Whatever it is, covers everything.
And I signed it?
You signed it.
I signed it. Well, you want to know something? Either the mortgage doesn't get paid or the bit goes.
But should they even be allowed to put that in there?
They could put anything they want
but
in there.
But no, maybe they can't. Maybe that's where we need to restrict the overreach of companies.
I think where we need to restrict the overreach of companies is when they're ambiguous and people are getting released from their jobs over ambiguous stuff. Now, there is a girl I know, okay, that put something on Twitter. She put some Twitter posts on there. There was some person that wanted to be a friend of hers or something like that, and she ignored it and stuff like that. This guy sent a letter to her employer telling them that she was putting stuff on the internet, on Twitter, that they felt was hateful and hate speech and stuff like that.
Wow.
And tried to get her fired.
Wow.
And he's still trying to do it. Now, thank God that the people this girl works for are very understanding. They understand the situation. And he said, look, you're very smart. You do a great job. Don't worry about it. But it gets to the point where somebody that has a beef with somebody that really didn't mean to hurt them, they send an email trying to get them fired.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank God.
That's what you're opening yourself up to. You open yourself up to all these type of things if you're off hour activities, which do not affect job performance, are allowed to be taken into consideration.
Right. Now, here's the thing on that. If it's things that you signed off on, you know, you kind of agreed to that, but if it's going to be ambiguous things with no guidelines at the whim of a company on how they feel, this is where it's getting out of hand.
I think you're going to see this get challenged. This is going to happen to somebody who wants to keep their job.
What, this case?
This is going to happen to an executive.
That's how the law is a living, breathing instrument, because the law is one thing, and then somebody comes up to challenge the law because they're saying that no longer applies. That no longer... satisfies the needs of our community. So then it goes to court. That's how laws are rewritten.
I'm very consistent. Well, I'm consistent with everything. What you do off the clock, as long as it does not affect job performance, should not affect. Now, the one out they have, which you could argue in this particular case, because he's a security guard.
Right.
And he was on TV.
Right.
So security guards are in charge of safety and security.
Yep.
And now he's on TV smoking weed. It undermines his position of authority. Because now if somebody comes and goes, wait a minute, this guy's a pothead and he's got a gun or whatever the hell,
yeah,
you know, it undermines. So that could be an issue there if it was challenged.
Now, that would be a great defense. Now, yes. Look, we've been, you know, we for a case of some dummy smoking weed on TV and
stuff like that,
he could care less
about it. I mean, for me, the issue isn't this guy.
But all right, but here's... hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out, okay? Right, it's not that he's a bonehead, blah, 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 blah. But I'll tell you one thing. This is good. We've just been spending about 10 minutes on this?
Yeah.
Intrigued about this on the ramifications. Mm-hmm. Number two, this is going to go to court. And when
I don't think this case is, but this will happen somewhere. Somebody who has a job they like.
But I'm telling you right now, this is a damn good case.
It's a good test case.
Because there's good points on either side. Mm-hmm. The company handbook has to be reviewed. What he just brought up has to be reviewed.
Yes.
His rights, what the law says and what the law doesn't say, mm-hmm. and what was the decision rendered by the company. So it's a very good case. Also, another thing is what Davin brought up at the beginning of the conversation, well, marijuana is legal now. You have to go back and you have to look at that, because if they put in the handbook an illegal substances, well, this is legal now.
Yeah.
And this was the day it was legal.
Right.
You have no recourse.
Got to see the wording.
Yeah, it does.
You have no recourse. A good defense on the company side is what you just brought up several minutes ago. So it's going to be a very, very interesting case on how this is going to play out.
This one or other ones that are going to come along, because it's a brand new thing that's happening, that now it's a legal substance. So it does depend on how it was written. What in any of these cases where the company is, I think it shouldn't be allowed for them to be overreaching their bounds and telling you what to do mm-hmm. in your own home or in your personal life.
Or with your own film crew.
Or with your own film crew. And you know what?
What an asshole.
We all agree on that.
I'm the only one here who's never actually smoked weed.
I mean,
and I'm the guy defending him.
Wait a minute. He's taking the side of the
ramifications and the statutes around it are very interesting, but the guy is an asshole.
This guy probably could have been fired for a whole boatload of reasons.
You know what? I would fire him.
They were probably looking for a reason, and here it was.
Let me call him right now and fire him, because I'm annoyed with him.
Listen, when you put yourself on Craigslist, hey, I'm the guy that was number two in line, when that's one of your top credentials for a job, you deserve what you get.
And here it is.
And you know the deliberations are going to start. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, yes, he's an asshole.
But an opening statement from the plaintiff.
I mean, the opening statement. Yes,
we all know he's an asshole.
He's an asshole, okay? However, in the statutes of our great, you know.
Yes, yes.
That's what you're going to have to do.
Thank you, Perry Mason.
Yes, yes.
Listen, I'm just consistent with it. I don't think Anthony should have been fired because it was off the clock. I don't think this dipshit should be fired because it was off the clock. I'm just consistent with it. I don't like giving these companies... I don't like that we call companies people. I don't like... I don't like that we've now said money is speech.
Yes.
Like I don't like that now all these corporations can donate as much as they want. In my mind, where I sit, these companies are getting too powerful, and this is just another example. The problem is, this guy's an asshole.
Yes. Yes.
It just comes down to.
And that's what it boils down to. It's main ingredient.
The Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He's an asshole. Thank you, Justice. You know?
She's like twirling her pearls.
It was unanimous, 9-0. He's an asshole. Now we'll get to the case.
Some of them are assholes, too. Let's not talk about asshole and gay in the same sentence.
I mean, I don't like being on the side of the asshole in this case here. But I do. But my position is consistent. But this guy, you know, I'm glad
you back us up all the time.
This is one thing, though. Everything has to be, the wording, what was said, what was done, their reasoning. You know, it's even if they go with that defense, well, he's a security guard and this doesn't defend. Well, you know
what? But you can say, look, you can, as a company, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't mean that when it comes to court that you're going to win.
All right, let's move on.
You can do whatever you want.
Let's move on.
Yep.
All right. Facebook, one of our favorite topics. By the way, I've been couched by some as anti-Facebook, because so many people say positive things about Facebook. I'm not anti-Facebook. I like the platform. Yeah. I expect my account to be deleted any day now.
I know. Time's a ticking.
Yeah, but I like the platform. I just want them to be better. But, you know, and I throw up the warts that a lot of the media doesn't want to bring up. But,
right.
Yeah. But that's how some are trying to couch me now. But I'm not, you know.
Damn those some. You can do whatever you want on your free time.
Right. Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, this was on the news. I talked about it on my Facebook page, ironically enough. I didn't bring it to the show. There was this college cheerleader, 19-year-old girl.
Mm.
She likes hunting. She likes going on safaris in Africa. And she legally hunted big game. Lions, tigers, zebras.
You had to say bears right now.
I was going to know how to know.
Damn it.
Leopards. Anyway.
You did it on purpose.
I know.
Exactly. So, and then she took pictures. With she took selfies with the dead animals on Facebook. Now, I know Pip is anti-game hunting. I'm anti-game hunting. I kind of, I'm not sure, but I kind of think you are, Joe. Where are you? Just on that issue, are you, it's legally hunted, but what are your feelings on big game?
Two-fold thing.
I was hoping for an easy one here.
No.
No, never.
There was an, okay, let me state my case. If to hunt and not eat the animal, you know, if you're not hunting for food.
Right, right, I agree with that.
Now,
we agree it's a problem.
Yes.
If you're not using
right.
The kill.
You know, if you're going to shoot a deer and you're eating the venison, I don't actually have a problem with that.
Right.
Now,
I don't want to see it.
Now, it's been alluded that this is not
I'm sorry.
Well, let me just, it's been alluded that this one gave food to the villages like a lot of hunters do, but it's never been said that she did. And that's not the issue I want to talk about. Go on.
All right, now the second part of it, and I read it briefly in the Post, it was an editorial, and basically sometimes they do the big game hunting in some cases, all the time, just to thin the herd.
Right.
Maybe there's overpopulation.
She used that as a justification for the lion.
Right.
Because there was another male lion in an enclosed space, so otherwise the lion, she used this just, otherwise the lion would eat the babies, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And the leopards terrorized the villages, still don't explain the zebra. And the elephant and all that.
You know,
other stuff.
So it gets to the point where.
Wait a minute. She killed. I missed this. She killed an elephant?
Yeah, I believe she did.
She killed a fucking elephant?
In her pajamas. How he got in her pajamas, we never know. All right, anyway.
What?
It's an old joke.
All right, that's not the issue.
No, I know.
It's not the issue of this particular thing. You should have joined my Facebook thread if you wanted to have that out. It was very spirited, to say the least. I'm surprised you didn't chime in. Whether she's right or wrong,
wrong.
Right. That's not the issue here. It's not something I would do. Not something I would support. But people complained to Facebook that they should take those pictures down.
Right.
And they took the pictures down. I would not have complained to Facebook, even though I personally don't like it. I would not have complained that they should be taken down. I was asked to sign a petition. I said, no, I'm not signing a petition to take these down. Pip, would you complain to Facebook to take them down?
No.
Joe?
Not at all, because, you know, there will be a cause that you might have in the future that you believe in, a picture or something like that, where people might be ragging on you to take something down.
Right.
Because, you know, it's you have to have, certain freedoms that if it's not impeding on somebody's civil, you know.
Words fail him.
I know. I'm tired, dude. I'm going to have a phone all day. If it's not something that's great.
Would you like me to put a phone
like
in front of your face? Will that wake you up?
Yeah, right.
You
know. He needs some brain salad.
But yeah, believe me. But if it's not something that's graphic or harmful or something like that.
Well, let's look at the Facebook community standards. Because they took this down. Facebook actually acted on, I guess, enough people fetching,
right.
Complaining. Not that they do this with other things, but
no.
they took her pictures down. So this is the only place in Facebook's community standard that might cover this. And this is the quote. However, graphic images shared for sadistic effect or to celebrate or glorify violence have no place on her site. The only thing I could think about is hunting is now glorifying violence, but I've certainly seen enough of my friends posing with their kill, which happened to be deer, and I haven't had any issues. So I can't see any place where she violates their community standards.
No, because you know what? How many people you see? My buddy goes fishing all the time. You see him on a boat out in the Great South Bay with a fluke.
Yeah.
You know, is that graphic violence?
Yeah, right, because he killed it.
I'm sure if you asked the fish, he would be like, yeah.
So we all agree.
You killed my daddy.
We all agree. We personally don't like this. This is not something we want to see celebrated. Not something we
in her case, no.
We don't want to see it glorified.
I don't want to see it.
But we don't think Facebook should have taken it down.
No.
No.
So if it doesn't violate the community standards,
right.
Is Facebook making a moral decision here?
Yeah.
In that case, yeah.
Or is it just peer pressure? Well, not
both.
Peer pressure, but
both.
User pressure. Because remember, they got hundreds of complaints about the pedophile page, and that took over 2 weeks to get
down.
Well,
something was brought up that she was signed with a L'Oreal model?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, she was a model with a...
Oh, that's a different case.
Oh, it's a different case?
That's the case of the girl who was the football fan, and she got a contract with some cosmetic company, and then they found, oh, no, no, no.
All right, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
We
no,
don't.
So this is not related. We're going to go with that, because I read several articles, and that wasn't anywhere.
Okay.
Wasn't that the hot fan issue, and she was racist or something?
Well, who isn't?
All right, now who is this girl? This girl in the lion story, what's her background?
She grew up loving hunting.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Texas college student.
Okay.
She likes to hunt. This was a legalized, organized hunt in Africa. Wasn't breaking any laws. We don't know if she gave any of the food to villages. We don't know what happened with these animals. She just posed with assorted dead animals that she killed. She took selfies.
Should not be sexy. Should not be taken down.
I agree. I don't like it. And that's what I said. I don't like it. Should not be taken. But it appears Facebook either caved to the public pressure of some, or they made a moral judgment because it did not violate their community standards. So case number two, which was brought to my attention today by Trucker Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Trucker Tom is the one. I got to give credit where credit's due because he brought this story to my attention. We had a discussion. I don't know if I'm going to cover it. But he goes, well, what about the story that I just told you about?
Yeah.
I go, well, now you have a good point. Now I'm interested.
Yeah.
When Tom said, well, they took her pictures down. So here's story number two. Lawrence Campbell told a witness he wanted to be famous. He went into a Jersey City pharmacy, assaulted the security guard, probably high at the time, and took his gun. What is that
what
static?
What is that? Is that me?
I don't know. It's one of you. I haven't touched anything.
No, now I'm touching the wire and nothing's happening. Never.
Touch the wire. It likes that.
Yeah, I know.
So he went into a Jersey City pharmacy, assaulted the security guard, and took his gun. He waited for the police to arrive, and he killed a rookie cop. Campbell was killed by other police shortly thereafter. Campbell's wife regrets that he did not kill more cops. She said that in a statement.
And please don't call them savages, because it's not right to do that.
Yeah, you want to talk about your stupid cat's post on Facebook? That really helps. The post I sent you about the moon, the super, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that ain't helping, Joe. You don't want to go down that path.
Yeah.
So let's do him a favor and not talk about that tonight. Maybe it's my wire. All right. So today, so his wife's regret, she says, you know, she would have taken out more cops. So today on Facebook, a page was created celebrating Campbell, and it was very anti-police.
Yes.
It has close to 400 likes already. It might have more than that now. It was created today. So they are more successful than our show, because it takes us much longer to get 400 likes. The quote in the About section. So people have been rallying to get this page down, including our own Trucker Tom.
Okay.
He wanted this page to be removed, and he got the typical response from Facebook, which says, it does not violate our community standards.
Right.
Which is what all the pedophile pages got, and the pages where they trade stolen credit card information, which clearly do violate community standards.
Yes.
So, you know, Facebook either doesn't look when you send them something, or they're lazy. All right, so this is in their, this is the About section of the page that was created today.
Yes.
You know, where every little page has to create what we're about. We're calling on all law enforcement officers to support the Campbell family and their time of need with donations from the money you leech off the society. The creator called for police to peacefully lay down their weapons. He did not call for violence. That's important.
Yeah.
Did not call for violence. Other inflammatory proclamations toward the police and against Campbell are all over this page. As I said, Trucker Tom reported, but Facebook said did not violate community standards and has left it up at the time of this recording. What is that noise?
I don't know. It's driving me insane.
Joe, put on your headphones.
Then you'll hear the crackling annoyance, too.
No, it's better now.
Huh.
The headphones wanted attention, Joe. They missed your ears.
No, that's not it.
Maybe it's mine.
Is that you crackling over there? I can't tell.
Close. All right, there we go. All right, here we go. Stupid show being stopped by technical issues. What are you doing?
I'm trying to untangle. My wires were tangled around Joe's wires.
I thought you were putting a move on him. All right.
He'd know if I was putting a move on him.
So it says, Facebook says it didn't violate community standards. Here are the standards that I found that might speak to this.
Mm-hmm.
They're taken from a couple of different, because they have different categories. But this is, safety is Facebook's top priority. We remove content and may escalate to law enforcement when we perceive a genuine risk of physical harm or a direct threat to public safety. You may not credibly promote planning or threaten others or organize acts of real-world violence.
Right.
Organizations with a record of terrorist or violent criminal activity are not allowed to maintain a presence on our site, Al-Qaeda, for instance. We also prohibit celebrating any of your actions if they have or could result in financial harm to others, including theft of vandalism. Facebook does not permit hate speech, but distinguishes between serious and humorous speech. While we encourage you to challenge ideas, institutions, and events and practices, we do not permit individuals or groups to attack others based on their race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sex, gender, sexual orientation, disability, or medical condition. Facebook has been has long been a place where people turn to share their experiences and raise awareness of issues of importance to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those experiences and issues involve graphic content that is of public interest or a concern, such as human rights abuses or acts of terrorism. In many cases, when people share this type of content, it is to condemn it. However, graphic images shared for sadistic effect or to celebrate or glorify violence have no place on their site. When people share any content, we expect that they will share in a responsible manner that includes choosing carefully audience for the content.
Mm-hmm.
For graphic videos, people should warn their audiences about the nature of the content in the videos so that their audience can make an informed choice about whether to watch it. So those are the possible things that I could speak to?
Yes.
Joe, you think this violates any of their standards?
It celebrates a cop killer. It's celebrating a cop
it's
killer.
But they say they support different takes, different points of view, and challenging institutions.
They pull that picture of that girl. That they're making a decision like that to pull a picture.
No, we'll judge it but on its own merits right now, not against the other story right mm-hmm. now. We'll get to that. Judge it on its own merits.
Yeah, it should be pulled.
But are you saying that morally or because it violates their community standards?
Morally, and they have a lot.
No, I don't want morals. I don't want morals. I don't want morals on this. I want Facebook said it does not violate their community standards.
They have a picture of a cop riding a pig on here.
It doesn't, but that's okay. That can be humor. If I read these community stories, community standards properly, this is exactly the type of page it protects.
I think it incites violence.
It's not inciting. It's not calling to action. It's not saying rise up against the police. It's not. There's nowhere on there. I think this is exactly the type of page that Facebook protects. You know, you say for you want better or worse, it's freedom of speech. I think Facebook actually made. I don't agree with the page. I don't agree with the message. I think in this particular case, Facebook actually looked at their community. Well, I don't want to say they looked at. They probably don't look at. But Facebook, mm-hmm. it was actually in compliance with their own community standards.
It celebrates and glorifies violence.
It celebrates this man, and I know it doesn't glorify violence. There's not a call to action. There's no call, and they say, for the police to peacefully turn in their weapons. They never say for us to rise up and kill the police. Then you would have a good point. It doesn't do that. They're very smart about what they did.
They very craftily worded things on this page so that they were within the community standards, in my opinion. I hate that they have this page. I hate what they're trying to do in a sneaky way. They're not glorifying violence. They're not calling for violence. They're pretending, oh, well, this is what our page is about. It's about, you know, trying to get something done in society the way we want it. We want the cops that we don't like to put their guns down. And, oh, look at this funny picture of a cop riding a pig. Ha ha, it's within the humor standards. I dislike everything about this page, but I have to say that they have the right to say it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want this page taken down. And you know what? You need to know that there are people out there that think this way. Because there's a lot of people that do. You get 400 likes in a few hours on something like this.
There's an audience for this. Now, I generally post a lot of things against Monsanto.
Right.
I think that GMO is a crime against humanity because there are people genetically engineered organic materials that have been introduced into our food sources, and basically they're such a huge corporation that this insidiousness has gotten into a lot of our food supply.
But this is different.
And they're setting, well, one second, I'll get there.
Please.
And they're setting case law to try to keep people from being able to, you know, guard against this happening. Now, I have put a lot of things on my page that I'm copying from other places against them. Now, if Facebook was to say, you're not allowed, we think that your anger against you know, GMO and Monsanto in particular is inappropriate, and we're taking down your page for posting this, I would have to say I have every right to say this. You might not agree with me.
I don't want the page taken down. I think Facebook, I think for a change, I think Facebook is right to leave that page. If you look, now the problem is they don't always look at their own community standards. But if you actually look at their community standards,
Well, Lisa says in the chat room, it's a back end run around the standards, but wait until they need a cop.
That's not what we're talking about.
It's not what we're talking about.
See, here's the thing. I think it's actually tougher for Facebook to leave this page up than to take it down. I think Facebook is actually doing the hard thing here, because the overwhelming popular consent would be, get this off, don't support this.
This is disgusting.
Exactly. And we've seen Facebook cave before.
Uh-huh.
I think Facebook is actually, it's an unpopular stand, but I think for their platform to show freedom of speech, which we all cherish, Joe always talking about freedom of speech, you got to leave the hurtful things up too.
Hurtful things, glorifying a cop killer that wanted to do this so he could be popularized.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great thing.
Yeah.
Great thing.
Nobody's saying it's great. We're talking about freedom of speech.
It's terrible what they're saying here.
Yeah, nobody say, well, he's got a point. There are people that feel that way, though. There are people, for what you could say it's valid or not valid, but their experience...
Don't call them savages. Don't call them savage. They're not that. They're people, too.
You know what? Wait, if you grow up, and I'm not justifying it, but you need to, in order to make things understand, you have to know where people come from. If you grow up where you're constantly hassled by the man, for instance, in this case, the cops, where you see... In your mind, your innocent brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, friends being constantly harassed by the police, it nurtures that type of feeling. None of us have ever grown up in that situation.
Yeah, I can't say I know what that feels like. Exactly.
A lot of it is because there's no family unit there to tell the kids, hey, this is right and this is wrong, and stay away from that element that's getting hassled by the police.
Well, whatever the case is, the element exists, and people do feel that
way. Every time you try to address the element, you're called a racist about it, and the element will never, ever, ever get fixed.
Depends who's doing it and how they're doing it, Joe.
Nope. There's no leadership. There's no. Anytime anybody speaks out or anything like that, they're called an Uncle Tom or the Whitey or whatever.
They probably shouldn't put a post on their Facebook page, the Super Coon Moon. Mm-hmm. They probably should not do that. That's probably not the way to get the attention.
I understand that, and because of this whole thing where we can't address it, the situation will never be solved.
Well, wait. On one hand, you talk about free speech. On the other hand, you don't want these people to have free speech. You got to be consistent.
Yeah.
It can't just be speech you want to hear.
It's, you know what, though? When it's speech about a cop killer that wanted to do this to get the publicity that he's desiring, and he's getting it. That's a problem.
He's getting the publicity because people are rallying to take this page down. My advice on these type of things, because people always send me hateful Facebook pages, not directed at me or, you know, if they don't commit
not
a crime.
Usually, no.
If they don't commit a crime...
And Joe, we know that's you.
Yeah, exactly. If they don't commit a crime, my thing is always ignore it. Because then it doesn't get the attention. If you just ignore these things, don't give these people... And now what you see on that page is people are feeding into... are arguing with them, which is fine. You could do that.
I mean, in this particular case, it'll blow over because this person is a cretin.
Yeah.
And even the people who have this mindset saying, yeah, well, the cops have done us wrong, so it's a good thing. You know what? There are lots of people who think that. I mean, you have a lot of rap songs that are just like this. It's in popular
media. Ice-T seemed to bounce back.
Yeah, he's doing all right. But the thing is, there are a lot of places to express this feeling and to bring it out. Actually going ahead and committing a violent act is not the way to solve this. But being able to talk about it openly and express those feelings is one way to talk about it.
Sure.
You know, I mean...
Discourse.
They have to be able to express...
This is what Facebook... This is one of Facebook's visions.
Communities can discuss sides of an issue.
But the thing about it is when a person goes out and blatantly tell somebody they're going to be in the news and shoots a cop point blank.
First of all, that's allegedly. That's what the security guard is saying, or the witness is saying. Right, that's allegedly. I understand.
Let's wait for the autopsy to come out and find out.
No, this cop was innocently killed. No, what's alleged is that the guy said, "I want to be famous." That's the alleged part, that he said to this witness, "I want to be famous."
All right, let's take that out of the equation. He did kill a cop.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say, for example, it was. I'll give you the Trayvon Martin case.
Oh, Christ, we're going back there?
Yeah. Let's say that they put Trayvon, and I'm sure the page was up there, Justice for Trayvon.
Right.
All right, or somebody that was allegedly shot by a cop or something like that, and they were going back and forth, and it was an event. There you go. That's something where, all right, somebody, you know, a kid got, shot. It wasn't purposely done. It could have gone either way or whatever, and there's a lot of debate on that.
Okay.
Okay? But when somebody went out of their way to grab a gun off a security guard, go and then shoot a cop point blank, and they're being glorified, that's a problem.
But who's making the judgment that that's a problem? You want Facebook making that judgment? And here's where it gets tricky. And then this, now we bring it all together. Because we said that other page, the story about the girl with the pictures,
yeah,
did not violate community standards. Could not really find where it did violate community standards.
Right.
Yet Facebook took those pictures down.
Mm-hmm.
This page may not violate community standards. I think the community standards actually protect this page. I'm sure others could interpret it a different way. The problem is, it appears in the first case that Facebook made a moral decision.
They made a moral decision because they didn't want to be accused of racism.
No, this was in the first case. This is about the first case, the con.
Follow the plot.
They didn't want to be accused of lionism.
No, the problem. The problem is they made a moral decision. Once you start leaving your rules by the book as a company where everybody's using you, and once you start deviating them, you put yourself in this position of a slippery slope. Where now, if you're going to go, well, Facebook is making moral decisions, how can you take down the pictures of the girl with the dead lion and leave up this celebrating it? That's the problem. Mm-hmm. If Facebook was consistent and left up those pictures, which probably did not violate community standards, it would be a lot easier to go, well, Facebook should leave up this page.
Now I'm back on board with you on that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The problem is, Facebook wants to have it both ways.
Yeah, they do.
So it's like it'd be a lot easier to defend Facebook here if they would have left the pictures of the cheerleader with the dead animals.
If they're going to be namby-pamby and go, we're afraid of the animal activists and all the mommies who are offended by the pictures of the dead animals, so we have to take it down because people complained. But then people say, we don't like this. This is disgusting. That's a cop killer. Oh, but the black people will be angry with us if we take it down and didn't allow them to talk. So this one we're going to keep up. If they are going to play it both ways, nobody wins.
Exactly.
Nobody knows where they stand. Nobody's allowed to talk about anything because Facebook is just going to make up their own damn mind against their own policies.
Pip, you and I, Pip, have been consistent. We find both abhorrent, both the pictures and this page, but we both say both should have been left up. If you look at their rules,
it's like the Klan marching through town. I fucking hate the Klan. I hate everything they stand
for. No.
But
the new show is going to be very entertaining.
But
it's a parade to start it off,
and I can stand and peaceably demonstrate against the Klan on their parade route.
Sure.
But I can't say that you're not allowed to march. If they got a permit and they're being peaceable, they're allowed to do it. And that, it kills me, but they're allowed to friggin' do it. And I don't have to like it. I'm allowed to, say my part.
Now,
I can have my own parade.
Now, what...
I encourage it.
What if the Klan hung somebody? Okay?
And, well, they have.
And...
in their charge.
And we're marching down the street, and the person that hung them, they're supporting the guy that hung them.
Wait, what?
Well, if they...
For killing somebody, because that's what they're doing in the case of the cop here.
If they're screaming, yeah, hang all the so-and-so people, and every... If they're...
Now you're inciting violence.
If they're inciting violence, it's a completely different
as
story.
It was either Pip or Lisa... I think it might have been Pip said, they craftily worded this.
I said it.
Yeah, you said, to get within the community standards. And the problem for Facebook is, do you really want to have the business model, do we want Facebook making morality decisions? Because then you look at the morality decisions, well, they fought us for 2 weeks on the damn pedophile page.
Yeah.
You know, that clearly violated their community standards. The problem with Facebook is they're all over the map.
Yeah.
And by taking down these lion pictures, mm-hmm. they've done this to themselves.
Yeah, they
have. Where you can't defend them.
No,
where the
can't.
People who want this down do have a leg to stand on. And doesn't violate community standards.
You can't have it both. You can't.
That's
have it
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you can't have
you
it
can't.
Both ways.
Right.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, I mean, now,
that's the problem with being morally inconsistent.
Now, Joe, just to be clear, if on this page they were saying, "Yeah, kill the cops, bad whitey,
violating standards,
you know, all that,
inciting
that,
violence,"
it's like no question,
hate
it's got to come down.
Yep.
Hate speech and violence and inciting violence,
right.
Gotta go down. This is what this woman was saying on the news. I mean, the wife is a crazy person. She's like, yeah, go kill them all. Yeah,
but the person who created this page did not.
The person who created this page very craftily stayed within the guidelines. I know what they're doing. I know what they're trying to say. They didn't come out and say it. When they come out and say it, take it down.
Yeah.
But all they right. didn't.
Now, Joe, I want to ask you something. So we agree Facebook screwed up. Facebook screwed up by making the moral decision on the lion thing. You and I agree that not neither page should have come down. Joe is still upset and thinks the other one should have come down.
Are you still
the cop killer page?
The cop killer should have come down.
So you want Facebook making moral decisions?
In a situation like that, yeah.
I don't want Facebook making moral decisions.
When it's the killing of a cop. A killing of a cop.
All right, so let's...
Really? Really?
All right, so let's play devil's advocate. Your pal, Anthony, was let go from his job a couple weeks ago after he was assaulted. Mm-hmm. He went to Twitter, social media, and posted inflammatory things for Facebook. The reason that they said he got fired, according to Opie, was because of the discussion of violence. Because some of his tweets had wished that somebody would beat her up or shoot her.
You know, that's true.
That's why Opie said that SiriusXM had a problem. Mm-hmm. Now, some of us gave Anthony a pass on those tweets, mm-hmm. at least the ones immediately following it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was very, very upset and close.
He just was violently attacked. So the
question comes now. If the person who created this page, I don't know who created this page, knows Lawrence Campbell or is related to him or
somehow
a close friend.
Seems it.
Right. And is very angry at this moment the way Anthony was. It's not the same thing, but I'm talking about the same type of emotion.
Okay.
I'm talking about the raw emotion acting before you think on social media.
Okay.
Should this person be given a pass?
And the whole thing is somebody discussing an act and then somebody carrying out an act.
Well, nobody's carried out an act here.
I'm talking about
the social media. I'm talking about the guy.
Discussing the topic, not the person who did the thing.
Yeah, I'm talking about the guy who created the Facebook page. Does he get a pass for his bad judgment, poor taste, and bad decision on social media if he was very close to the situation?
Because he killed a cop, yes.
So you would give him a pass?
On this one, no. The page should be taken down.
No, it's not about the page. I'm not talking about the page. I'm saying, do we give this guy a pass somewhat because he's doing it on raw emotion, like some gave Anthony a pass?
No, because somebody got killed.
Okay. Now keep in mind, his friend got killed too, theoretically. So he has very raw.
But in this situation.
I understand that.
Well, that's the two parameters.
But we're talking about social media and raw emotion. That's what this particular question is. And giving people passes after they've been traumatized. Obviously, a murder is much more traumatizing than a punch
exactly.
in the face.
Exactly.
So then you
could argue
if his friend was murdered, if he's close with this Lawrence Campbell and his friend was murdered or killed by the cop, I won't say murdered, was killed by the police, he'd be much more traumatized than Anthony for getting punched in the face. You can make that argument.
Much more re-explain that.
So your friends are this Lawrence Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
He's your best friend. Growing up. But I don't know who the guy created. But we'll go with that hypothetical.
Lawrence Campbell shot the cop.
Lawrence correct? Campbell shot the cop and then got killed by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
So your friend has died. Your best friend. Your brother has died. You are all full of rage. You haven't worked through the issues yet. You create this page. Does he get a pass because it's raw emotion and social media and didn't have time to think because some people
did? The creator of the page, does he get the pass?
That's what I'm saying.
Because he killed a police officer. His action of
the...
The creator of the page.
The friend is defending somebody, even though he's got raw emotion, and his friend got killed. His friend got killed because he killed a cop. And because he killed a cop, he should not get a pass.
Pip?
I'm trying. My gut is saying no, doesn't get a pass. These people are in the wrong about this issue. You don't get to kill cops because you're unhappy with the cops. But I'm trying to think through.
Here's my point. When we start allowing, whether it be us or Facebook, start allowing things that we shouldn't allow, we allow ourselves to go down a slippery slope.
Well, let me set up a different situation here. Let's say in Anthony's case, mm-hmm. all right, he did pull the gun, and he did shoot her.
Let's say, all okay. Right?
Now, I go up there, I get on there, and I put a page on there saying, justice for Anthony, justice for Anthony, justice for Anthony. You know, why did he, you know, he should shoot, you know.
You probably would.
You know, maybe I would. Now, it's the same
thing. Pip's eyes just, like, raised, like, wow.
You know, we have to stand up and shoot. And now, I'm advocating somebody shooting.
Yeah.
I shouldn't get a pass in that situation. And that's the situation if Anthony did pull a gun and shoot this woman. In that, and if I put the page up, well, you know what? Somebody got shot.
Somebody got shot.
So yeah. It's the same situation. See, that was putting it in a different context of what happened. But in this context, if that was the scenario, yeah, if I'm putting something, I shouldn't get a pass.
You know what? Last week I kind of gave him a pass because I said it was in the moment.
Yeah.
I kind of did that. But I'm thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about adults. Everybody here is adults.
Yeah.
You know what? We got to be responsible. Even if you're in the moment, if you put it out there, if you have the forethought to put it out there, create a Facebook page, send a tweet, mm-hmm. you got to be responsible for it. Anger's not an excuse. I don't think anger's an excuse. Now that I'm looking about what this guy did and how raw it was, because not everybody reacts that way. You're doing that. Those tweets were sent to cause a reaction. This guy created this page
to create a reaction.
If you're just thoroughly angry, you don't have to go to social media and publicize your anger. You call up your friends. You throw a vase. You do something. You mm-hmm. do something in private, in your inner circle, whatever. You don't go to social media.
There's a difference.
Too many people do, though.
That's the problem.
But there's a difference between somebody innocently taking pictures, getting hit.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about what he did. Obviously, he didn't deserve to get hit.
No.
Nobody's saying he deserved to get hit. And the woman was wrong for going to aggression. What I'm saying is, do we have to stop giving people passes for their raw emotion when they go to social media, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? Do we have to stop giving passes? Go, hey, you're an adult. It's no excuse.
You don't get to say things even if it's in anger.
Yeah.
Without
are responsible for your actions. You know what? If you kill somebody in anger, if you shoot somebody in anger in a bar fight, somebody spills a drink on you and you shoot them, you don't go, well, I was angry. You're responsible for that. Not that it's the same. Not a shooting is the same as Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Thank God.
Right. But maybe we shouldn't be giving people passes for what they do on social media. Maybe even if this guy is friends with this Lawrence Campbell, he doesn't get a pass for this. Maybe Anthony has said he would rephrase things.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe, yeah. Maybe he doesn't get a pass. And it was a barrage. It wasn't just one tweet, mm-hmm. and it was days later. I mean, you could even go, all right, I get it, the first couple hours.
The first couple of hours, it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to let loose. And you're going to say all kinds of things. I mean, he says, I would have rephrased things. I believe that.
I believe that, too.
You know, after time has passed, you'd hope that, you know, I'm not him. I don't know. You know,
here's what I'm saying.
I would have done things differently.
I don't think.
That's moot.
Listen, I don't think what you do off hours, you should be held responsible for it in your job. I'm consistent with that. I don't think we should give people passes for what they do or say in anger. You wouldn't do it if you struck your spouse or kid in anger. It's not the same. But I wouldn't give passes. You still have to be control of yourself, no matter how upset you are. And the remarkable thing about this, and then we'll get out of here. We'll take our next break. The remarkable thing about this, in the heat of the situation,
mm-hmm.
when he was being assaulted,
yeah,
Anthony showed the most poise out of all.
He was completely in control of himself.
Exactly. If you look at what, if the story is what he says, where he was attacked by this woman, then five African Americans surround him and are encouraging this.
Terrifying.
Way cooler than I would have been in that situation.
Oh, my God.
Way cooler. So you got to give him credit. But then you said...
He didn't hit back. He put up his arm to defend himself. He didn't take out his gun.
You go, wow.
Wow.
Remarkable.
Yes. But remarkable restraint.
Absolutely. And then you go, but wait a minute. Then he goes to face... And then he showed all this restraint in the heat of the moment.
When it's important.
Yeah. Which, you know, if he would have taken out his gun and brandished it and shot somebody, and the story went down the way it was, you go, well, you know what? It's not his fault. He fears for his life. He didn't do that. I'm just saying, it's kind of inconsistent. We have to be responsible for our actions. We have to be responsible. That's what I'm saying.
Well, nobody's saying that they're not responsible.
Well, people, I'm saying I
yeah.
gave him a pass last week
right.
on some of the things
because
mm-hmm. it was the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, well, maybe you give this guy a pass for creating this awful page because it's the heat of the moment. I'm just trying to find consistency, people. Because people
well,
like
yeah,
Facebook want to have it both ways.
You don't have to like it.
I don't like it at all.
No.
I don't like it at all.
No.
But I'm willing. If I allow one, I have to allow the other. If I don't allow one, so I have to be consistent for myself morally.
Yeah.
So then I have to be consistent and say, if this guy's close to it, no matter how angry he is, it's reprehensible
right.
what he's advocating.
Mm-hmm.
And though Mr. Kumi's thing was not nearly as serious.
No.
And he was the one who was attacked.
Yes.
I can't absolve those tweets if I'm going to be morally consistent.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying I want people to be consistent. And Facebook wasn't consistent. That's what I strive for as a human being. I strive to be consistent.
It's hard to
it
do
is,
that.
It's increasingly
especially when
hard.
You feel personally involved in
absolutely.
It in some way.
Absolutely.
It's really hard to be consistent about that because it's like I could say I feel this way, that way, and the other thing. When you're talking about it happening to my husband,
absolutely.
I might be a complete friggin' lunatic
and
animal.
I've seen my wife, you know, go into like mother bear mode when I was like, you know, when I was in law school and, you know, I got yanked off the stage and everything. But maybe we can't allow anger anymore. Maybe that's the next evolution for society. To no longer...
No, we're not even close.
No, we're not.
And to not allow anger, a free speech, it will lead to resentment.
Oh, yeah.
Lead to resentment.
Well, then you have to allow this page, then. If you're an advocate of free speech, Joe, you have to allow this page no matter how awful
it
is.
So we're celebrating a cop getting shot.
No, we're not.
No.
No, we're not.
It's not celebrating it. It's allowing...
See, it's the whole liberal mindset that always astounds me, where, you know, you take a case like this and, a cop got shot.
Yeah.
Don't you understand?
We absolutely
agree. You're confusing the issue, Joe, you're confusing the issue. Nobody's saying it's good that the cop got shot.
No.
What we're saying is, if you are an advocate of free speech,
mm-hmm.
which Pip and I are, and you claim to be, if you are an advocate of free speech, no matter how heinous the speech is, and we all agree, this speech is heinous, it's repugnant, it's repulsive. If you're an advocate of free speech, you have to allow it. That's all. That's all we're saying. We don't like the speech. We wish it wasn't out there. We wish people didn't feel this way. We wish this Facebook page was never created. I welcome people going on that Facebook page and having the counter argument and telling this person what a creep he is and how wrong he is. I welcome that free speech. But if you're going to have free speech and Facebook wants to be an advocate of free speech, you have to allow this page just like you had to allow those lions, those dead lions and zebras to be up there. No matter how morally reprehensible you feel it is, if you're an advocate of freedom of expression and think that is the one of the ultimate things that this country has achieved, you have to allow it. All right, let's take our break. Joe's all pissed. It doesn't matter. Joe's not pissed. Joe gave me the sign to take a break. That's... Joe has a meeting with us. I'm going to get my ass kicked. He's going to get free speech. Pip, why am I act in anger?
Do either of you have guns?
Just my cock. It's a pea shooter.
Wait, will you bring the soda? Bring the soda.
I will bring the soda. We will be back in a few minutes with Scammers.
This is the Kerry Edelman Show, interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.